Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
I'm Anthony Adragna. This is Politico Energy.
I thought I shook myself free. You see, I bounce back quicker than most.
Under President Donald Trump, the EPA's past 4 years were largely filled with court losses when it came to agency regulations and other challenges mostly brought by environmental groups. And while it's been more than a week since Joe Biden took office, federal courts all across the country are finding that, like Mick Jagger said,
oh, heavens die hard,
today, Annie Snyder and Alex Guillen on the latest rulings from the courts against the former EPA administration. It's Friday, January 29th. So a lot of the attention in the first couple days of the Biden administration has understandably focused in the executive branch, but there have also been a number of developments in the legal world that are worth noting. So let's dig deep into those today with Alex Guillen and Annie Snyder. First, let's talk about a ruling that came out late Wednesday out of Montana and about this secret science rule from the Trump EPA. Why don't you guys tell us about that?
Sure. So this is a rule that has really been a top target for environmental groups, one of the ones that they want the Biden administration to address most immediately. So Environmental Defense Fund and a handful of other environmental groups had challenged the rule right after it came out, and it was assigned to a judge who has ruled favorably for environmental groups in the past. They challenged the underlying rule, but they also asked the judge to very swiftly rule on this sort of procedural maneuver that the Trump administration had taken with it. And in this case, the judge did rule for Greens and said that the good cause argument for putting the rule into effect immediately, quote, falls short. The EPA had failed to demonstrate how delaying implementation would cause harm to life or property. The important thing to note on this case is that while this first ruling deals specifically with this question of whether it needs to go into effect immediately, the judge also cast into significant doubt whether EPA actually had any legal basis to put the rule out in the first place.
So this is obviously a very high profile legal challenge, but it's EPA. There's dozens more. What has the Biden administration done with regards to any and other pending legal challenges to Trump rules?
So last week, shortly after the Biden folks all arrived at EPA, they asked the Justice Department to start hitting the brakes on any ongoing litigation over Trump rules. That's sort of a big ask. There's quite a few lawsuits ongoing about that. So these are all trickling in across the federal courts. But we're going to see a lot of these cases, they're going to have to be put in abeyance, which will give the Biden administration time then to reconsider these rules.
Another high-profile case where there have been some recent developments involves the Dakota Access Pipeline. So whoever wants to take this one, what is the latest there?
So last year, a district court judge here in D.C. ruled that the Dakota Access Pipeline, which carries crude oil from North Dakota down to the Midwest, he ruled that when that was approved by the Army Corps of Engineers, they didn't do the appropriate environmental review as required under the law. And so he vacated an easement that was critical to building and operating the pipeline, allowing it to cross federal waters. And so the company appealed and did get a higher court, the D.C. Circuit, to allow the pipeline to remain operational while they appealed the ruling on the easement. So that has now finally all been settled. The D.C. Circuit has ruled on that. They upheld the lower court judge on the easements, but there's still this sort of open-ended question about whether the pipeline can remain open or not in the meantime.
In all likelihood here, the Biden administration is going to pull a lot of these things back to reconsider. But environmentalists have had some big wins in the courts challenging a number of these Trump administration rollbacks. And so I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see if and which ones perhaps proceed through the courts rather than through the more formal rulemaking process. I don't know.
Also, the reaction against President Biden's massive climate executive order, the one stuffed with multiple initiatives, is starting to pour in. Yesterday, West Virginia Senator and Republican Shelley Moore Capito said the president's climate plan may have alienated key factions in the debate over climate and energy policy.
President Biden very passionately, as we sat out on the steps, called for unity on his January 20th inauguration speech. But in his first actions, President Biden managed to kill thousands of jobs and paralyze America's industries.
On the Senate floor, the incoming ranking member of the Environment and Public Works Committee signaled she's open to work with the administration on technological investment, like battery storage and carbon capture, to fight climate change. Earlier in the day, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell blasted Biden's early climate change moves as a, quote, piecemeal Green New Deal, underscoring the challenge Biden faces in selling his climate change platform to a skeptical congressional GOP. Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Carlos Prieto is our producer. Our senior producer is Jenny Ahmet. And our executive producer is Irene Noguchi. Our editor is Matt Daly. Thanks to Alex Kien, Zach Coleman, Ben Lefebvre, Annie Snyder, Sam Mintz, and Tanya Snyder for joining us on the show this week. I'm Anthony Adragna. Thank you for listening, and talk to you on Monday.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.